Hello, everyone, and welcome to Patriot Underground. Today is July 7th, 2022. Thank you so much for joining me to discover the truth beneath the surface. I really do appreciate everybody taking the time to listen. So today I'm going to provide a situation update and talk about some of the latest developments. It's been about a week since I've done a podcast, and I certainly needed some time to rest and to relax. So I hope you folks had some chances to do the same over the July 4th holiday. And certainly, as we celebrated the birth of our nation and the very idea of freedom, it was a strange paradox to do it under the circumstances of the world as it appears on the surface. But fortunately, we know that there's a lot more that goes on beneath the surface that tells the true story, and that's, of course, why you're here. So once again, welcome everybody, and God bless. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I was really starting to feel an increasing sense of anxiety as we got closer to the summer, because I was anticipating, and I still am, that we would see an uptick in false flags, and I didn't really expect any good news, at least in the immediate future. But I've also discussed in a great amount of detail, especially on recent podcasts, how important it is that at a certain point, patriots be given a win in the form of some sort of major indicator of where we're headed culturally, spiritually, and socially, as a nation and as a human race. We the people all over the world, where we go one, we go all. And of course, we understand that the people all over the world look to America, even with all of our faults. People all over the world look to America as the beacon of light that shines, keeping the spirit of human freedom alive. But like I said a couple of weeks ago, I was really feeling this sense of intense energy that was building that I didn't understand. And then all of a sudden, the Supreme Court came down with their decisions, first on the New York gun law, and then, of course, on Roe v. Wade. And it was at that point that I realized that we had truly turned a corner, and that we were really being given these amazing gifts as a result of our choice to elect Trump back in 2016. And that God has begun his intervention on behalf of humanity. And if you doubt the significance of Roe v. Wade, and if you're one of my audience members, I doubt that you do. But if anybody out there doubts the significance of Roe v. Wade being overturned, you'd have a real tough time explaining why Q made it one of his first orders of business to comment on the decision after his reemergence, of course. Reminding us that this was all a lie right from the very beginning, asking us, you know, who was Jane Roe and what was this all about? This was the very beginning that placed, I mean, it was all a lie, of course, but it was the beginning of a curse that was placed upon this country. And that curse is in the process of being lifted, and that specific curse has been lifted. Now, I believe that this is just the beginning, but the more I think about it, the more I realized that these two decisions would never have happened if the cabal was actually in control of the Supreme Court, or in control, really, of any of the major institutions. At a time when the enemy is gearing up to make their final move, the last thing that they want are more weapons in the hands of good men and women to disrupt their false flag attacks. And as far as abortion is concerned, the selling of baby parts, the production of adrenochrome, the entire industry of human trafficking, we all know relies very heavily upon the abortion industry. And now we are seeing, amidst all of this, the birth of a new era in America. A return to our roots, yes, but also the reemergence and the redefining of our national identity, which is rooted in the principle of freedom, of course, but also the sanctity of life. And I do believe that these are very much prerequisites for God to intervene on our behalf. And remember, as Juan O'Savin said, if we don't stand up for the children, then why should God stand up for us? And I've talked about on many occasions that this war is all about protecting the innocents. That's the most important objective. It has been from the beginning, and it will be right until the end. From the Alpha to the Omega, it's been all about standing up for those who can't stand up for themselves. In fact, there are many who believe that we've been under a curse since Roe v. Wade for the past 50 years, and that this is the Jubilee year when God will liberate us from this evil. And as it turns out, we've also been under the World Economic Forum and the fiat money system for the past 50 years as well. Kind of a trifecta of tyranny that's already begun to crumble. So as we experience this intense battle fatigue, and we experience the anger and the frustration due to the long timeline of events that we've had to suffer through, it's undeniable that we are heading in a totally different direction than we would have been if the enemy was really in control beneath the surface and behind the scenes. And I believe very strongly that the White Hats delivered these victories to us at a time when we needed it the most, to corral our strength and to boost our morale for the final act of this drama, which is about to unfold this summer. Now, honestly, I do believe that the rest of July and August are going to be completely explosive, because we are very frankly running out of time. Judson White pointed out the Lionsgate date of August 8th of this year, which is September 3rd on the Gregorian calendar, which also just so happens to be the date that the cabal could legally destroy all of the election fraud evidence. And that raises the question of whether this will be prevented by the White Hats throwing the red flag, so to speak, or whether it's going to be allowed to happen in order to trigger the military to intervene if they don't overtly make their presence known before that date arrives. But in either event, I mean, we're in a race against time. And of course, we also have the midterms looming as well. So what can we expect to see between now and then? Well, obviously, we could speculate all day long from a micro perspective. But let's examine that question from more of a macro point of view. Now, there are a lot of different opinions and perspectives out there on how all of this is going to play out and on what timeline it's all going to play out. But I think there is a universal agreement that we're going to experience justice and a new beginning for humanity after we go through a very traumatic period of revelation about all the evil in this world, and that these changes will occur this year. In fact, I shudder to think what'll happen if this year comes to an end without at least an arrest being made. I honestly don't think that the American people have much left in the way of patience for justice denied. I think we the people have just about had it. Which is why that win that I mentioned a moment ago was so key and so well-timed. And it's amazing how well-timed these events seem to be, isn't it? And it seems as if all of the contributors to the storm that we've been anticipating are coming together as we speak. The economic crash is looming. War is already raging. And there are new theaters on the horizon getting ready to open up. The enemy is continually losing control of the narrative, and they're resorting to draconian tactics in order to maintain their dominance. And the more pressure that they apply, the less it's working for them. In fact, it gets continually worse for them day by day. Now, my audience knows that I don't get into timeline predictions or dates or anything like that. At least, I try not to, but I really can't imagine us, we the people, getting out of 2022 without going through the eye of the storm. In fact, I think it's really hard to imagine us going too far into the fall without witnessing major events unfolding. Folks, as life gets increasingly unbearable over the summer, there's going to be a massive upheaval amongst the people that will ultimately lead to military intervention. Now, most of my audience, I'm sure, would agree with me that there needs to be some sort of trigger or event that will set it all off. And to be honest with you, I thought that the overturning of Roe would very likely be the trigger, but so far, it hasn't really been. In fact, I'm almost perplexed by that, but it's also possible that the Supreme Court delivered a decision that only enrages the fringes, and that posing as the majority is quickly becoming a thing of the past. I think that the illusion of the minority representing the character and the will of the majority of the people of this country and every other nation for that matter is rapidly coming to a close. And I've also said many times that the nature of this plan involves such an intricate level of planning and secrecy and tactical disinformation that no one can expect to know how it's going to unfold and what the triggers of certain events are going to be. Which leads me to believe that there is going to be a public event or series of events that are either going to come as a complete surprise or are going to unfold in a very different way than most people expect. And we have to remember that the enemy is also trying to study the White Hat playbook, the same way we are. So to think that there's not going to be some huge surprises in the coming weeks is crazy as far as I'm concerned. You got to remember that there's a lot of disinformation at play here. But I do believe that this is going to be the summer of justice. And I think that everyone who is a follower of Q would agree that without justice, there is no moving forward. And that none of this epic war would have been worth fighting if in the end, justice was not served after being denied for so long. And I've also made it very clear that the American people are only going to tolerate so much injustice before we're forced to take matters into our own hands. And that will happen if circumstances do spiral out of control. Now, I don't expect that we'll see that. But in my mind, that's always been one of the major parameters or barometers even of the viability of this plan. In other words, if we see circumstances spiral out of control and we plunge into a civil war, and I think that's a pretty fair indication that either there never was a plan or at least it wasn't what we thought it was. But again, I don't expect that that's going to happen. I mean, if we were going to get involved in a civil war, I think that would have already transpired. So like I said, I don't expect that. I think that should be fairly obvious at this point, but I think that we are going to get very, very close. And I do believe that it's going to be quite frightening. But I also don't believe that this is going to be the road that we're going to go down. Nor do I believe that the White Hats are going to allow any type of maneuvers by the enemy that would essentially force the people to pick up arms to defend themselves. I just don't see that unfolding. And based upon all the people I've talked to, the intel that I've received, I don't think that we're going to go down that road. Now, that's not to suggest that the enemy doesn't have plans of their own. And of course, we can expect that they're gearing up for some sort of final assault as the revelations of their criminality and their pure evil get closer and closer to the surface. And that's happening with every passing day. Make no mistake about that. But transhumanism has really been their goal all along. And we see evidence of it everywhere, from the jab to the 5G towers, to the massive effort to accelerate computing times in an effort to crack the human genome, which they've done. They've had leaders in the bioengineering fields come out and tell us that the human body is now hackable. And we understand that they have a massive strategy of depopulation that appears to be unfolding right before our eyes. And we also know that we're in for a near-death experience. Before this is all said and done, that's what we've been told right from the beginning. So is it possible that we're going to experience the justice, which I just talked about, followed very shortly by an unprecedented enemy attack on humanity? Is the enemy planning to trigger some sort of attack on consciousness by using the 5G towers to communicate with the nano inside of the so-called vaccines? I think that's sort of a rhetorical question, a foregone conclusion that the answer is yes. I mean, why in the world would they be putting all of this nano into our environment, into our food, into our bodies, if they didn't have some sort of agenda associated with it? So I think it's quite possible that we could experience an attack like this over the next several months. And the question I have is, what type of collective trauma would rise to the level of a near-death experience for everyone on Earth other than some sort of transhuman attack. All of the pieces seem to fit really well together. They've been injecting nanoparts into all of the jab that are self-assembling as we speak. And they will communicate with the 5G towers as soon as they get switched on. And then they'll have the power to hijack the DNA and the consciousness itself. And this has been delved into quite a bit of detail on some of my previous podcasts. I've done some recent reports going into great amount of detail about the hydrogel and the complex delivery system of this nanotech that was developed by DARPA. And there have been great doctors who have continually come forward and exposed the truth about what's really going on with the jab, including Dr. Kerry Madej and Zev Zelenko, who many believe were assassination targets for their efforts and really their effectiveness in exposing the truth. And then we see the weaponization of virtually every aspect of frequency or frequency-related technology. The most clear example being 5G, but it goes way beyond that, even into simple LED lights that can be used very effectively to hurt us or to adversely affect us. And we arrive at the inevitable conclusion that this isn't all by accident. They've built all of the infrastructure and they came up with an attack plan of COVID-19 to roll it all out. And generally speaking, we believe that they were allowed to do so by the White Hats in order to expose their agenda. But see, now it's getting to the point where the end game is really close in sight. Because we can't forget how all of this ties back into the election, as well as the celestial events, which none of us have the power to alter. And so every aspect of this war is interconnected at every level. Hence the references to the 5D chess, which have become so famous along the way. So there's definitely some sort of major event in the works involving all of this complex AI technology. And the nano having come from off-planet, I believe. And we also have learned that a major aspect of this doomsday scenario involves lunar events and torsion physics. And so we know that the Giza pyramids are very likely going to be involved, as well as Tesla technology. This has been made clear right from the very beginning. Now, whether or not there will be a rapture event, as Jetson describes, or whether it will be the use of Tesla technology or advanced technology of some sort to rescue humanity from the attack as it unfolds so that we can begin over on Earth, well, that remains to be seen. But I think all the evidence points to an AI attack involving transhumanism one way or another. And it's quite clear that they're attempting to invade and to rewrite human DNA with reptilian DNA. The only thing that's unclear is how they attempt to finalize their attack and what the White Hat counter moves are going to be. And now both the Q and McAfee counts are active, and they're playing off of each other, using gematria to send us signals. I thought it was very funny reminding us about Podesta's impending arrest with photos of Justin Bieber. I can't remember what the name of the Justin Bieber song was, but the gematria was the same as Podesta. And of course, there have been several other posts pointing to the moon and the pyramids, hinting at a celestial event that will represent the flip. And all of these comms certainly cannot be ignored, as far as I'm concerned, and their context cannot be denied. Now, Juan has told us that the reason that the team had stopped posting on 8kun had to do with security risks that were associated with the fake Biden residency. So now that Q is posting on the original board, that seems to be a further confirmation that the military is in control, further underscoring Jetson's 4/11 takeover theory. And of course, there's been a great amount of discussion about the 1700 days between the first post and Q's reemergence post. So comms are absolutely explosive right now. So even when it doesn't appear that events are happening due to the fog of war, when you examine the drops, there can be no question that epic moves are taking place behind the scenes. And we are so close to witnessing this covert war burst onto the surface in a way that will truly shock the world. And my belief is that the whacked McAfee crypto coin hitting 400,000 will be the doomsday device of the good guys. And right now, there are just north of 350,000 coins the last time I checked. So we're talking about 31 terabytes of data being released with every incriminating bit of evidence against the cabal within weeks. Maybe months, but I think it's more likely to be weeks at this point. And of course, I do believe that both the good guys and the enemy have plotted this out meticulously so that they know the exact moments that events will unfold at the very top. But for all of us, all we know is that we're getting close. We're getting very close. Now, Q's first post upon reemerging asked if you were ready to serve your country again, and it was posted at 11:04. So again, apply the principles of gematria, think mirror, and you get a confirmation that the military is in control of DC beginning on 4/11 in accordance with the DOD Law of War Manual. But we expect that once events begin, the pace will be extremely rapid. The mainstream media will be completely incapable of controlling information from getting out. And as Q pointed out in a very early post, this is very likely when we'll see them initiate a comms blackout to try to stem the flow of information out into the public. I don't believe that this will be the doomsday weapon per se, but rather a last-ditch effort to remain in control while operators are making their moves in performing mass arrests amidst planned riots. It's going to be chaotic for a period of days, if not weeks, while this unfolds. So once again, I remind folks to prepare to be self-sufficient while this all plays out. But I do believe that we are safe, as Q said, and all of us have a role to play to ensure the safety of our families and our communities, but let's be honest, folks. The military has been covertly staging troops for months in preparation for this. They have assets in position everywhere already, most of which you don't even see at this point. In fact, if it weren't for Monkey Works, we wouldn't even know that they were there. But all of this is quietly being staged behind the scenes in preparation for the big event that we know is coming. And we'll deliver the justice that we have fought so long and fought so hard for. But it's time for humanity's slavery to end. And I've discussed the nature of our economic slavery many times, but their economic system, based upon artificial scarcity, is also their social control apparatus. And this is why a new economic system is so fundamentally important to humanity's freedom. We need to be liberated from this debt prison because the cabal, they keep us chasing money so that we never have time to slow down and to get in touch with ourselves. We never have time to slow down and to worship God and to worship all of his creations, to commune with one another. The fear of not having enough is constant. It's just constantly manipulated by the enemy, and it's exacerbated in order to keep us perpetually on edge, so that we never have time for spiritual practice, we never have time for reflection, and therefore, we never move naturally toward ascension. And like David Icke taught us, they want us trapped in the five senses because in the five senses, they can manipulate our every action. Because the satisfaction of the ego is paramount, and they control access to that satisfaction through their fiat currency illusion, you see. Jetson White and I discussed how the enemy put the ego in the seat of the soul. And then they made the satisfaction of the ego tied to their economic system, which is geared toward constantly keeping us in debt so that our ego is constantly triggered and we associate freedom with money. And we all know that the fiat currency system is imploding. And most of us agree that this is by design and that it will hit the fan this year. Of course, we've all been expecting an economic meltdown as a part of this climactic event. And we see the impending collapse of the U.S. dollar as the ruble rises in value, of course, being backed by gold, and the BRICS basket, the reserve currency, that's poised to replace the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency. So a major economic realignment has already occurred, and it's continuing to play out on the world stage as Russia continues to apply pressure to Western Europe, particularly Germany, to abandon the U.S. dollar as a means of salvaging their collapsing manufacturing and industrial sectors. But nearly every day, we see the cabal fighting to prop up their satanic system as it collapses all around them. And the Awakened can bear witness to the rollout of Jassara worldwide. Like Gene pointed out during his presentation last week, the new economy is emerging in plain sight as the strongholds of the enemy are continually targeted all around the world, primarily underground. We know that the Russians fully control Ukraine, and they're currently in a mop-up operation phase of the war. And we all anticipate the Chinese are going to make a move on Taiwan. And similar targets that are central to the enemy's operation are going to come into focus. And these, of course, revolve around every type of imaginable evil, specifically trafficking. And it's also very important for folks to keep their eyes on Central and Southern America as well, as the events heat up over the next few weeks. I'm telling you, folks, the mainstream media is largely ignoring the buildup of troops on our border. And naturally, of course, this has many people alarmed. But my intel points to the alliance staging and preparing, and perhaps at this point even engaging in military action against the cartels who now control both sides of the border, and they're running everything, guns and drugs, human trafficking. I mean, this is just absolutely rampant. And this is a third tier of enemy leadership. And this is all being done under the guise of military exercises. But in the weeks ahead, it'll become obvious that the real target was the cartels. And you'll notice that Juan O'Savin's been talking a lot about his role in shaping the cartel structures in the past. And I do believe that he's hinting that the time has come to remove them militarily. So we have Russian troops in Nicaragua, Chinese troops in Mexico. But remember what's at play here, folks. Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping are white hats, and nothing is as it seems. And strategically, we've discussed the importance of using the military alliance to cut off revenue streams that kept the cabal afloat after Trump targeted their stores of wealth with executive orders. So the beauty of the alliance's strategy is that they are unraveling their web of control by targeting the very same system that was used to control us. They're taking away their financial resources, the same way the cabal took away ours. You see, fiat money, folks, is satanic. It has no backing by precious metals. And God defined the definition of money as exactly that. So just as we did with Roe v. Wade and the sanctity of life, we are going to return to God economically as well by using the money that he himself deemed had value. And so Roe v. Wade, the World Economic Forum, the fiat money system, all this dates back to 1971, 50 years ago. And this is the Jubilee year when these curses will be broken. And we've already seen one of these dark angels fall. And just when it looks like it can't get any crazier, folks, the Georgia Guidestones are now completely leveled. This is absolutely amazing. I shared a picture on my Telegram, by the way. If you haven't joined my Telegram, please click the link in the description. But this is an absolutely amazing shot. It looks like some sort of a space weapon or Space Force type of weapon took a shot at the Georgia Guidestones. You can see it for yourself. And now the Georgia Bureau of Investigation says that the remaining structure has been completely demolished for safety reasons less than a day after the incident, folks. So now, in addition to all the other developments, the Georgia Guidestones no longer exist. Absolutely incredible. It's only a matter of time now before we break their grip completely. And I'll be discussing these issues along with many others tomorrow night with Kerry Cassidy. So stay tuned for more Truth Beneath the Surface. Thank you so much for listening. God bless each and every one of you. Please remember to support my work on Patreon, and please visit patriotunderground.shop and pick up an item or two to support my work. Also, check out the link in the description to patriotswitch.com, an amazing company that offers American-made, non-toxic, far superior household and personal products that are better than anything that you are going to find in the big box conglomerates. Hands down, folks, and these stores only take your money and use it against you and your family. So make the switch today. Join the over 2 million who have already decided that enough is enough. Let's vote with our dollars. Let's hit them where it hurts. Do the right thing, folks. PatriotSwitch.com. All right, I'll be back soon. Thanks for listening, folks. God bless and Godspeed. Patriot out.